We're back for another episode of Bridging the Gap live. I love saying live for whatever reason. I know we're recording this whole thing.
Yeah, this is not live at all.
I know, but I like saying it. Sounds good. Okay. But we're back. Bridging the Gap. I'm your guy, Darren Chenault. I'm here with my co-host,
Kelly Cantwell.
And we're here with two wonderful people from UCPD, Detective Matt Cackley and Detective Maurice Milton. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Doing good.
Doing good. Just hanging out, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
I see you guys got your UC gear on, ready to roll.
We always Absolutely. Represent.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. But before we get started, though, I always got to ask my co-host, how you doing?
I'm great, Darren. How are you?
I'm doing well. Everybody good around you?
Of course.
I like it. You always bring out the sunshine.
Aw.
Yeah, see? I'm just shout-outs right there. She brought out the sunshine today, and it's a cloudy day, and all that good stuff. Guys, we always just dive into it. We're going to talk about a little bit of scams and how we can help our wonderful people around here at the University of Cincinnati. Here we go.
We could let them introduce themselves.
See, this is how I get in trouble. Mm-hmm. Detective Cackley, if you can give us a little background on where you've been, who you are, all that good stuff.
Sure. I'm Detective Matt Cackley. Grew up in Columbus, moved down to Cincinnati, went to University of Cincinnati. I've been with the university for 23 years.
23 years.
Yep.
You are the man. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
You are the man. How about my guy over here?
My name is Maurice Milton. I was not born in Cincinnati, but I've been living here since I was 4 years old. So I always call Cincinnati home. I actually went to a Christian college, but I felt my call for law enforcement, and I came here to UC. I've been here for 8 years now.
So I got to ask, where were you born at?
I was born in Norfolk, Virginia. Dad was in the Navy. Lived there for a year and then moved to Goose Creek, South Carolina for a few years. And then when my dad became a bailiff at Hamilton County Courts, we moved to Cincinnati. So that's pretty much all I remember is Cincinnati.
Never knew that about you. Never knew that about you.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Can I dive in now?
Yes.
Oh, I like diving.
Go right ahead.
I like diving. We're going to talk about scams and how we can help the wonderful people here at the University of Cincinnati. I guess my biggest thing is, what are some of the most common online scams that you guys investigate here at the University of Cincinnati? I'll start with Detective Cackley.
I'd say some of our biggest scams are employment scams. It's probably one of our biggest ones, maybe, employment scams. Their computer's broken. You've been hacked. You have a virus. So another one we get a lot. Scams, social media scams is another big one that we get.
Really?
Yeah.
I just was just, what, 2 weeks ago they had a scam or something going on the computer about grades or something. I guess it was the last week of school and somebody were entering grades. I thought I heard one of the students talk about that. I could be wrong. So.
It didn't bounce back to us.
Yeah, it didn't get to us.
Well, that's all that counts. That's all that counts.
We're all looking at you like, what?
Oh, I hear things. I hear things, Kelly. I'm out there. I hear things.
It helps he has a kid here, too.
It definitely helps. It definitely helps.
I think also, I forgot the other one, is probably housing scams. You know, is another big one that comes up. You know, places for rent, need a roommate, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So what about some of our students that are currently, I guess, from a different... help me out here.
There's international students.
International students here. And they come over here, and I hear that they get threats of somebody back home is being held hostage or something, and they have to go get gift cards. Have you guys heard about that? And can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. We've had a few of those where they get a call from somebody saying they're from the UCIS or from ICE or something like that, and they get a call saying that your family members are going to be held hostage. They're going to get killed if you don't pay us. So then they tell them, go get gift cards from different places and send those gift cards to us, and they're getting scammed out of a bunch of money. And it's something that they're very close with their families. So, I mean, they take that stuff seriously. They sometimes just don't think, oh, maybe I should call the police first and make sure that this is a real thing. And we feel kind of bad for them, especially them coming to visit here. And a lot of them, they're by themselves, so... what else are they going to do? It's like, we got to take this serious because I don't want anything to happen to my family.
And I bet a lot of them don't even trust the police.
Some of them don't. Just from some of the international students I've met over my years of being here, it takes a little bit for them to trust some of us. So when we built that rapport, that's a really big thing right there, having a rapport with the international students. And when that gets out there that we have built rapport with some of them, they start trusting us a little bit more. So,
So we've also heard about scams where international students get told maybe there's like a warrant out for their arrest or they're in some sort of legal trouble. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, it's kind of weird that somehow they always get focused on international students. We're not sure how they get a hold of this group of people that are not from here. But it's really, when it comes down to us and having a warrant, like, we don't call you and tell you you need to pay us to get rid of a warrant. Another country, I would highly doubt they'd say you need to call us and, you know, to get rid of your warrant. So that's a big thing for us, is like, you know, recognizing what could or couldn't be a scam or somebody trying to take all your money from you. And I try to think of the best way to say it to them. You know, it's, you know, we don't do that. We don't ask for money to get rid of your warrant, or else ICE or international, you know, we're going to deport you if you don't pay, you know, to get out of it. You know, if you have a problem, you just go over to the police department and talk to them, and they'll probably tell you that the same thing, is that we don't know anything that you're talking about.
Right.
You know, I actually had an experience recently where someone called me and said they were from, I think, the sheriff's office, mm-hmm. and they knew who I was and they had my cell phone number. And he said, well, you didn't do some jury duty thing you had to do, so we have a warrant for you and we're going to come arrest you. And I was like, excuse me? You know, I know that I've done everything I need to do for jury duty or not jury duty. But it really threw me, because I don't have a Cincinnati area code even. So he had my phone number. He knew I lived in Hamilton County. And, you know, I work here, so I'm skeptical enough to be like, this doesn't seem right. But I talked to one of our other detectives, and he even called the line back. And the guy's voicemail said, this is Captain Whoever. Mm-hmm. And it was just wild. Like, I feel like they're getting so creative with the scams.
Is that a lot of AI playing into this stuff nowadays? Or
I would not be surprised. One thing I've noticed, even at other jobs I've had, these scammers, they do a lot of homework on what they need to do, and they're always coming up with bigger things and, sadly, better things in order to catch people in these scams. So it's only going to get more from there, and AI, that's not going to help us out at all.
Right. Oh, I get you. What are some of the general tips that students should follow to protect themselves from scams and stuff like that?
I would definitely say the big one is, don't share any of your personal information. Never do that. If you have somebody that's asking for, like, your social security number, for international students, it could be asking for, like, their passport and their passport numbers, stuff like that. Don't give any of that to them. If you have anybody asking for that stuff, it's going to, 9 times out of 10, be a scam. And even then, with, like Detective Cackley said about getting these emails for some of these job offers, mm-hmm. read the email sometimes. Actually, I've laughed a couple of times when reading that email, especially the email address that it came from. You could even tell from some of the way that some of those words are written, like, it's misspelled. And it's like, well, that right there is already a big red flag, because this is misspelled, or even the dot something, it could be something that looks way out of line. It's like, well, that just seems weird.
So it seems like you need to just take your time when you get these emails or text messages, because mm-hmm. I know for a fact I get something saying I want $1,000. I'm like calling them back. Give me my $1,000. Yeah. And the next thing you know, I'm telling them everything and all my information. And then,
And then all in all, if you feel that it is a scam or you're not 100% sure, send it to abuse. Abuse would definitely look into it. I've done it before myself. I'll get things and they'll be like, this looks like a phishing one. I'll send it to abuse and they'll be like, yeah, it was a phishing. All right, you can go ahead and delete it now.
So when you say abuse, you mean
UCIT?
Yeah. They're very helpful. They don't mind you sending things to them and they'll look into it. It normally takes them less than a day. And they will normally email you back saying, okay, we took care of it. It is a phishing scam. You can go ahead and delete the email now. And then if it is something that's been happening often, they don't hesitate to send things out just to warn other students, faculty, and staff.
Yeah, that's like one tip I'd say is, if you get a call from somebody saying that they're their sheriff or they're from some sort of law enforcement, mm-hmm. is just get their name, ask who they work for, and then look them up yourself online. don't look up, don't take the phone number that they tell you to call or look at the phone number that's on your phone, because that can all be spoofed now. So whatever shows up on your phone is not, could not be correct.
Right.
So if they say they're Detective Johnson from the Miami Police Department, well, say, okay, let me call you right back, and then look up the Miami Police Department and call their phone number and say, can I speak to Detective Johnson? And then they'll connect you. I do that all the time when I call people that I'm looking for, mm-hmm. in or a random people that I need to talk to. I tell them who I am, and if they seem skeptical about who I am, I'm like, tell you what, this is my name, this is who I work for. You call the department and ask for me, they'll connect you right to me. And that way it's you're not feeding them information about what number to call or anything else. They can do the same thing. It's just take down the name and who they work for and say, I'll call you back, and then do that themselves.
Is it a time of the year where, like, this is hitting its peak? Like, is it a fall. Christmas? Is it fall time?
Fall, yeah.
International students especially, because they're all going to – a lot of students are going to start arriving in late July, probably, to start coming in, and that's when the international office starts getting – you think you look at airlines, and you can look at TSA stuff, and people getting visas. There's so much public information out there to know who's traveling into the United States and when they're coming, that it's not hard – to figure out that all these students are going to have to be, what's the first day of school this year, August, like 20-something probably.
Probably.
You know, so they're all going to, all the students are going to be here by early August, especially if they're international. They have to come in, get used to it. They've probably never lived here before, so.
Yeah.
So the fall is always big, because they're looking for jobs to work, and they're looking, you know, the students are going to be looking for jobs, so they get scammed out of job emails, you know. If it sounds good, probably too good to be true.
Right.
I get it.
Can you dive a little more into tips to avoid those job scams?
Yeah. One, if you didn't actively go search out that job and know you put an application in, it's probably a scam. If you get an email from somebody say, hey, I'm a professor here and I'm looking for somebody to do something for me, well, they're not going to reach out to random students. You have to reach out to that professor yourself. You know, you're going to go look for a job. Jobs don't, in the U.S., the jobs just don't find you. You know, you're not going to get a random email saying, I have a job for you. You know, so if you get a job offer and they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, I need you to go to the bank and send me money, I'll send you a check and you use half of that check for your paycheck this week, but you go out and buy this other stuff and then mail this stuff to me, it's probably a scam. Mm-hmm. You know, employers don't do that here. They're not asking you to go buy stuff on your own and then send them, you know, keep half the money for yourself and then send half of it back to them.
I got you. Yeah.
So you just got to be really skeptical.
I've seen scams where, like, it looks like it comes from a UC staff or faculty member's email address.
Yeah. Yeah, everything nowadays, like, because you mentioned AI, there's so many tools online that you can spoof what things look like and how they appear. It's really hard to tell. You know, so really, like Maurice said, was sending it to UC's InfoSec department, looking them up online and just sending it to them, say, hey, is this real or fake? And then they can tell you, because they can see a lot more than, you know, we can. They can see where it came from, how far it came, if it actually came from a professor's email or not. So they're really good at that part.
Yeah.
So be skeptical, you know. Not saying that good things can't happen to people, but be skeptical when it comes to jobs, especially when you're new to the area.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Wow. Hey, tell me this. We're talking about scams and social media. You throw social media in there and stuff like that. Sharing photos. Is that a big thing as far as, you know, scams or just kind of holding that over somebody's head?
What kind of photos, Darren?
not great photos.
Not good photos. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I think
thanks, Kelly.
We're all old enough in here that the world has changed so much with how people meet people and how people feel lonely in, you know, new neighborhoods, new cities, new, you know, wherever they're at. They look for love in all kinds of places. And I think social media, dating apps can be great for some people. But I think just be careful what you send online to people. If you've never met this person face-to-face before, I personally would never send them anything.
Right.
Because all they're going to do is once you send that, they're going to ask you for something back. And then if you don't really do it, they're going to threaten to send it to your family. And then all they're going to do at the end of the day is if they get money out of you, they're going to use whatever you sent them to scam the next person.
Mm-hmm. So if I send a person a picture of myself in my uniform and all that stuff. Is it some stuff out there where they can make that picture like nude or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
The just people, taking your head off and putting it on something else. I don't know. I just hear crazy things like that.
No, that is definitely something that they do. They have used people's photos before, and they will use AI and they'll digitally change the what's in the photo. So you can have your uniform on, but then they can maybe change it, just put your head in a nude body or something like that.
Right.
And they will use that and they'll try to scam you out of money with that photo.
So that goes back to your point, not just sending any kind of picture,
right? Yeah.
Pretty much. Gotcha. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's with the internet and how much is on Instagram and other pages, you can get pictures of people from almost anywhere. Mm-hmm. So my suggestion would be lock down your profiles. Mm-hmm. You only accept people that you know. You know, if I know you, Darren, and you know Kelly, well, okay, you might want to take that. But you might want to ask who's Kelly,
right?
You know, before you accept it from somebody. So it's the private settings are great for that.
Well, I'm glad I'm so old. I don't even get on that stuff.
Another thing I like to do is I like to look and see how many friends they have. If I'm seeing a bunch of random people, or if I see like maybe like 10 friends, that's also a big thing too that I'm looking at. Like, this is probably a spam request. Like, I probably shouldn't even be accepting this. Like, so one, I don't know you. Two, you have very little bit of friends. And then I also like to try to hit photos too. Like, some people have their privacy setting, but if it's just like one photo and it's an open, public type profile, it's like, yeah, this is probably a scam. So just some of those little things you can look for.
No doubt. I was even sitting up here thinking about our athletes. I mean, they're high profile people here at the university, and they probably need to be super careful on what they're doing and stuff like that. So
yeah,
no, that's a good point. Good point.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
You also mentioned housing scams earlier. Mm-hmm. Can we dive a little into what those look like and what students can do to avoid those?
Yeah, I think housing scams are tough because everybody's always looking for housing. Mm-hmm. They're looking for cheap housing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, especially like international students, I think fall victim to it a lot. But I think just our national or our local students fall for it too, you know, because they need to spend as little money as possible. They just need a room. They don't care who their roommates are. They just need a room. And so they'll get, you look on like Marketplace or something like that, there's posts and there's posts for housing all over the place that they find. And, you know, if somebody's asking for you saying, oh, you have to pay me first before you can come look at it, yeah, that's going to be a scam.
Yeah.
Nobody's, you know, housing's hot right now, but it's not that hot where you have to pay somebody to come look at it. You know, so, you know, go knock on the door where you want to live, you know, look for the boards in the different offices and different buildings that we have. A lot of people post things up on paper, you know, one bedroom for rent, you know, if you're a DAP student, there's kids that go on co-op all the time that are gone for the semester, but they have a year lease, you know, so they need somebody to fill in for the spring semester for them. Look for those. Look at your classmates that know of a building or know of the landlords. Stuff, and that's probably your best bet than to randomly search online.
A good deal. Hey, before we close up, do you guys have anything to add that can probably help some of our faculty and students and staff around here at the university as far as scams? I know you guys hit on a lot, but what was one thing that you guys would just, hey, don't do this?
Just be cognizant of what you're doing and err on the side of caution. Go for that gut feeling too. A lot of people do not trust their gut. That is one thing I think I've learned over the years, and even just being a police officer, is going with that gut feeling. If you got a gut feeling about something, it's probably there for a reason, because you feel something's just not right and maybe I should not do this, or maybe I need to send this to our UCIT team.
Yep. I think my other thing is listen to your friends and family.
Yes.
If they're all telling you, no, don't do this, don't do it.
Don't do it.
You know, when it comes to things like housing and job offers and stuff like that, you know, some things you got to go out on your own and push yourself, you know, to do things. But what's going to cost you money, look at it. And if it's too good to be true, listen to your family, listen to your friends. Take your time. Go ask a stranger that you see on the street, does this look right to you? And if they're like, that does not look right, you know, it's probably fake.
And they can always reach out to you guys if they have questions or anything like that.
Yeah, we're always open to help somebody out if need be. I mean, we still have people that we've helped out in cases. We say, if you need anything, give us a call. They'll call us every once in a while if they have a question about something. We recommend that. That's definitely how we're going to build rapport with these students too. And this is going to help them trust us more.
Wow. The beauty of public safety, we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So come into the lobby at 3 a.m. and ask a question. They'd be more than happy to help you out.
Yep. They would definitely send you the right person.
I know I can sleep well at night knowing that these two guys are on the case. They're on the case.
What you talking about? We come to you for things.
I doubt that.
So if I had to sum it up, I feel like one of the biggest takeaways I got from y'all is be skeptical.
Yes.
Yep. Be skeptical of anything, especially if it comes to you and it feels too good to be true.
Yeah.
And if I could add one thing that I tell my mother all the time, don't click on the link.
Yeah. Don't click on the link.
Yep.
Dropping the mic right there. I want to say thanks to 1819 Innovation Hub for having us again. I don't know what episode this is, but Kelly, what episode is it? I put her on the spot. Is it nine?
It's nine.
Wow.
I'm going to go with 10 because we're knocking these out and we're having fun doing it. We're having fun doing it. So thanks again. Appreciate you guys for tuning in. And Kelly, last words?
I don't have any.
Bye-bye. Enjoy.